Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, look at that. We're back. It works. Hooray.
It works. Yay.
Hi. Welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she's Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Ken, and good evening, everyone. We're really glad to be here.
Yeah, we sure are. It has been a while. We've had some scheduling issues, and then Blog Talk had a major problem last week, but everything seems to be working today. I don't have any wood around me to knock, but if, I do. Wait a second. There. Okay. So hopefully it'll all be okay tonight. We both were able to get connected, and it looks like there's a couple of people already waiting on the phones. You should call in if you were thinking about doing that. You should call in, and sooner is better than later. 347-838-9903 is the number. We are live. It is Tuesday, November 14th. Holy cow. Almost halfway through November already.
Absolutely halfway through. Tomorrow is the 15th. I know.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Time is sped up in some weird way. I don't know if it's my age, but the days are just flying by. Crazy.
The phone lines, as I mentioned, are open. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. And if you are listening on your computer, on your desktop, through the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join us there. And because it's been a while, I will add that as far as I know, that is the only way to get into the chat room. I don't think you can do it if you're listening on the app or if you are listening on your device, but maybe that's what Blog Talk was working on last week. Who knows? I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, but if you get to the chat room and you came from some other way, let me know, and I will let everybody else know that they can do that too. Phone is obviously the best. I don't know why it's obvious. It's obvious to us. You may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of that conversation is a lot easier on the phone than it is through social media or through the chat room. But you could be at work, or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or maybe you just don't want to. Maybe you like the anonymity of social media, or maybe it's something that's just frankly none of my business, and that's okay too. Whatever the reason, that's why those other options are available to you. So,
yes.
So there you have it. So Thanksgiving is next week.
I know.
And I thought we were going to be, I thought we were going to have a show in between, but things conspired against us, shall we say.
Yeah.
So we didn't. So I want to talk about gratitude tonight before we get to your calls, because I think gratitude is pretty darn important, and I'm pretty sure you do too, Tony.
I sure do. It's major. It transforms the world where it can.
It can, if you allow.
Yeah.
And it raises your vibration.
That's the big thing.
And
don't we hear that all the time? How do I raise my vibration? And that's one of the big ways, is gratitude and love and all those higher vibrational emotions. But I saw something on Facebook I wanted to share with you, Ken, and everyone else.
Okay.
It was the other day. It was about gratitude. And somebody was saying, instead of complaining about the wars that are on Earth right now and going on and on, you know, about who's wrong or who you think is right, why don't you just try to be grateful for the gift of life and raise your spiritual vibration. And boy, does that not really say at all, because if you raise the vibration of the world or help to contribute to it, there would be no more war if we get it up high enough. So gratitude is one of those emotions that will do that. So when you raise your own vibration, you are absolutely helping the world to heal. So how's that for what one person can do?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's good.
So
yep.
I have shared this before and apologize if you have listened before and heard me. But for in the event that we have some new people listening or new people who will be listening to this later, I want to talk about how I got into gratitude, shall we say. Because I had heard, Tony, I don't remember if it was you who had told me how important it was or if it was somebody before, but I had heard that and I had a real problem with it because I wasn't very happy where my life was.
I remember that. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and it was really tough for me to feel like I was grateful for anything. I was just in a bad place, and it was tough. And I could say the words, oh, yeah, I'm grateful, blah, blah, blah. But it didn't mean anything. It didn't feel like anything. And I just thought, I don't know how to do this. And what I decided to do was at night before I went to sleep, I was going to come up with 11 things from that day that I was grateful for. And 11 is, I do the 11-11 songs, and I just, 11 is just a great angel number, and I like that number. And I also thought that 11 was enough so that I would have to think, and it wasn't too many so that it would be overwhelming. Because if you decide to do something like this and you go, oh, yeah, I'm so grateful, I am going to come up with 29 things every day. And if you can, that's great. But and you probably can, but it's a lot. And the problem with setting something that high is that if you struggle and you're 13 and you're 14 and I'm not even halfway. How am I going to get to 29? Why did I pick? Mm-hmm. It's self-defeating. And then you end up not doing it. But 11 is something, and I'm not suggesting that you have to do 11 too. I'm not even suggesting that you have to do this at all. But it's a number that I can reach, and I just felt like that would mean something. Because I could rattle off 4 or 5 things for every day easily. Boom, 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 boom. There, done. And I didn't have to think about it. It didn't really mean anything. I didn't feel anything. So I just thought, 11 things. Okay. Well, it has to be first.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm very grateful for Lisa every day. And there's something about my interaction with her every day that I am grateful for. So that was easy. Okay, well, there's one.
Yeah.
I have 2 kids, so I'm grateful for each of them every single day.
Yeah.
I am grateful for my dog every day.
Aww.
I'm grateful for my home every day. Well, there's 5 things right there. And I can think of specific instances every day for each one of those 5. Okay. Then it gets more difficult. Okay, well, what else am I grateful for? And a lot of times when people do these kind of things or they get a gratitude journal, which is another way you can go, and that's great. But they look for great big giant things that they need to be grateful for. And, you know, you may have great big giant things that happen to you every single day. And that's terrific. But most of us
have little things, yeah.
Yeah, and most of us don't. It's the little things. And it can be the little things. It can be that you are grateful you've got a parking space close to the office today. That is something to be grateful for, that you made all the lights. Even that one, and you know which one I'm talking about, even that one, you made it. Okay, well, I'm grateful for that. And you can go through your day and come up with things that, you know, big or small. It can be anything. It can be anything. And you get to 11. Boom, there. Okay. The first time you do it might not feel like much more than completing a Wordle game. Hey, I did it. Ha-ha, look at me. I'm so good. I made it through 11. But challenge yourself. Do it every night. And after about a week of doing it every single night, it starts to feel different. It starts to mean something.
Really does.
And you'll notice that you start to think about things a little bit differently and feel a little bit differently. And you really are grateful for your dog and your house and your kids and your significant other. And all those other things, if you don't have any of those things, all those other things, you have a job and you're grateful for it. Okay. It may not be the job that you want forever, but it helps keep the lights on. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that. Whatever the things are. And you can come up, you know, I have those first five every night. And and it's, I don't feel like it's a crutch. I feel like it's a way in, because it does sort of get me.
It's true, but it's true.
It is. Well, it is true, but I don't want
to. That's all it needs to be.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to. I don't want to like pad the results. You know, I don't want it to be that. So that it's so simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know number one is this. Number two is this. Number three is this. On number 11 there. Because it should be an exercise where you do have to think. Because as you think about these things, you feel about them as well. And you do start to feel grateful. You know what? I really am grateful that I made all the lights. Even that one. I made it today. Mm-hmm. I got to work on time. I found somewhere to park near the office. It stopped raining long enough for me to get in, you know, all those things. I had good hair today. The Wi-Fi worked today. It can be almost anything. They made my sandwich right at lunch today. I'm grateful for that. I hate having to get back in line again and going, you guys put mayo and mustard on there. To be able to have it done correctly, so that's great. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that my car is running okay, or that my ride was on time, or the train or the bus or whatever was on time and I got a seat. Whatever, you know what's going on in your life, and you know there are things. It's very easy to get in that place, and believe me, I know, where you don't feel like you are grateful for anything. I'm trying to get there, and I just, I'm just so beaten down. And it's very easy.
Can I say that I remember this period of your life? And
you absolutely
blossomed and transformed and took off like a rocket. And I thought it was beautiful. And it was so lovely of you to share it with everyone. You shared it with people on the show. And you were amazing. You used to put it up. I think you would publish what you were grateful for. Because I remember seeing or hearing from you all the different things. It was beautiful. Yeah. And I think a lot of people did it with you. Yes.
Thank you. And it's nice to hear that. You say that I blossomed and took off like a rocket, because it didn't feel like that. It felt like homework in the beginning. It really did.
Yeah,
it felt like homework.
Too.
It felt like, okay, I'm supposed to come up with from with 11 stupid things I'm stupid grateful for from this stupid day, and I just want to go to sleep. And, you know, and
that's why it was so beautiful to see you blossom and take off like a rocket, because you had been kicking and screaming down the path there, but boy, did you master it. And you helped so many other people with the story.
Well, the other thing is that I felt like, you know what, everybody talks about, well, not everybody, but a lot of people talk about gratitude and how important it is and how it'll raise your vibration. And I had heard it all, yeah. All of that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I heard that. Right. Well, you know what? I don't feel it. And I didn't feel it. But I also felt like, you know what? I got nothing to lose by trying this. So I'm gonna give it a couple weeks and see what happens. And if nothing happens, then I can, aha, I told you so. I'm grateful that I'm smarter than you. There, ha, you know. But after about a week, and I say about a week because I wasn't clocking it. I don't know if it was exactly 7 days, and all of a sudden everything clicked into place. And it wasn't like everything clicked into place. It was a subtle, slow shift.
Mm-hmm.
It just started to feel different. It started. Most nights, it started to be easier to come up with 11 things that I was grateful for. Most nights. Some nights were a bit of a struggle. And some nights, I could keep going. I get to 11, and
I,
you know what?
I
got 11 things, and that's only until lunchtime today. I could keep going. I could do this all day long. And there have been a couple times where I did go past 11. I wasn't grandstanding. I just thought, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for this other stuff too. But I don't try to move the goalpost to, you know what? 11 there. I've mastered 11. I'm going to 17 now. No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
I feel this isn't like, going to the gym and I did my 12 minutes on the treadmill and I'm good. And it's not even as hard as it used to be. So anybody who's done that knows, well, now you got to do 15 mm-hmm. or 20 minutes. It's not like that, but it does. You do start to feel like you are building up your gratitude muscle and that it is getting.
And you are. And
yeah.
Also, you're learning to train yourself to look on the bright side.
Yeah.
And I think that is where the vibration really raises. And you become much more positive about everything.
And it,
you really do.
And it is not easy to stick with it and just do it, because it doesn't feel like it in the beginning. At least it didn't to me. You could be different. Maybe you'll do it once and go, you know what? I got this, and I do feel like I have completely transformed, and I am optimistic, and I am so grateful.
Yeah.
And thanks for teaching me this, and I'm going to do this every night, and it's a piece of cake. That's great. If that works for you, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I struggled with it, but I kept doing it. And after about a week, it wasn't like everything clicked into place, but it was like, you know what? This does mean something. It's not just homework. This does mean something. And I don't know at what point everything clicked into place. Quite honestly, I don't know if everything has clicked into place yet. I don't know
So. Me observing you. I mean, it's been a transformation in you. It's been deep and amazing. And I loved watching it and experiencing it with you. And I think it's beautiful that you share so much with others, because you have such a sincere desire to help others. It's very beautiful.
Well, thank you. And that is the reason that I am sharing this, because I've been there, and I know it's hard. I know also for me that a lot of times I made it hard. I know that.
Well, we only know that later, don't we?
Yes.
When we look back and
that's
we
true.
Have the perspective.
That's true.
But it is, you're right.
But I mean, I was in such a lousy place. I told off all of my guides. I wanted nothing to do with them anymore. I told them, go haunt a house or something, leave me alone. I was just, I was just, but this really helped me, really made a difference in my life. Am I perfect and evolved and everything now? Heck no. And I could give you a long list of people who would agree with me. No. That guy, no.
Yeah.
I still get angry in traffic. I still get angry at my computer sometimes. But for the most part, when I have taken care of myself on those rare occasions when I get enough sleep, I do feel better. I feel better about me. I feel better about my life. I feel better about everyone in my life. And I never would have believed that I would feel that way.
That's the beauty of it.
I didn't think it was possible. And this did not, this wasn't a lottery win. I didn't do this for a week and then suddenly figure out how to win the Powerball or how to, I didn't figure out how to do anything except to be grateful and be grateful for what is in my life. And that has made all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
And I think if you try this, you'll get there. You just have to keep doing it. Maybe it will take you longer than a week. Maybe it will take you only 4 days. I don't know. We're all different.
Right.
But if it does only take you 4 days, keep going. Don't just go, hey, you know what? He was right. I do feel better. Thanks. I'm done. No, you're never done. You're never done. But just keep going. And you get used to it and you look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I do this at the end of the day. I've talked to people who say that they start their day like this. And I'm not wired that way. I am not a great morning person, and that alarm goes off and I am focused on dragging myself into the shower and taking my dog for a walk and doing all of those things to get my day started. I don't think that if I had been trying to do this when I wake up in the morning, I don't think I'd have been able to do it. Maybe
that
I could. I don't know.
Time. That's why
no.
It's better at night.
But I have talked to some who that does work for them. And I've talked to others who, you know what, I get a little me time in the early afternoon and I'm able to just sit and think and do this and that works for me. So, you know, you figure out, you know you better than anybody else. What
right.
You figure out what, you know, this is just what worked for me and how it worked for me. And I will also tell you that there have been nights where I knock out those first five things because I know that they're coming, and I get to number six, and then I think some more, and I get to number seven, and then I think some more, and it's morning.
And it's morning. That's okay, too.
That is okay because, you know, this isn't a test. Your guides aren't sitting there going, oh, he bailed out at seven. Oh boy, that's a demerit for you. No, that's not it. You're not competing with anybody. You're not, you know. And if you're trying to do this and you decide 11's the number for you too, and I'm just using that as an example, really, you don't have to pick 11. But if you decide that 11 is the number for you and you get to 7 and you just can't come up with anything, and it's starting to get frustrating, and you can't think of another thing, that's okay. You can stop there, and you can try again tomorrow. And you can do that every day of the week. If you can only get to 7 or 8 every day of the week, coming back and trying again tomorrow, that's great. And at some point you will realize that, hey, I'm grateful that I get another chance tomorrow.
There
and then
go.
Look at that. You made it to 9. And,
well,
go
ahead. Finish.
I'm just going to say, and it can just, you can let it build like that, but it's
mm-hmm.
not the same for everybody. So you got to figure that apart out yourself, and you have to give yourself a break. You have to be good to yourself. You have to trust yourself, and you have to love yourself. And those are things that are not easy all the time either.
True.
But if you do that and you get to 7 or 8 and you can't do any more and it starts to get frustrating, you can say, all right, I'm out of gas. That's the best that I can do tonight. I'm going to try again tomorrow. And then try again tomorrow. And maybe you'll get up to 11. And maybe after doing this 4 days, you'll start to feel a change. And maybe it'll take 10 days. Maybe it'll take you exactly 7. Maybe it'll take you 17 days. We're all different. But just keep doing it, and it will build to the point that you'll start to look at things differently, and you will feel differently. You'll feel better, and you'll feel happier, and you'll be grateful.
Oh, for sure. I first heard about the gratitude journal in the early 2000s from Oprah. I think I told you that's what I remember
mm-hmm.
telling you. And so I did one, and I draw pictures of what I was grateful for and illustrated it, and it was so cool. And it really resonated. And I'm a morning gratitude person. And I think most old people are, because when you get to a certain age and you thing you say and you think is, oh, wow, here I am. I'm still here. This is great. Thank you. That's what I say every morning. Thank you, God. Another day. This is cool. And I just start from there. And I don't have any certain number of things. I just, you know, whatever moves me in the moment, I am grateful for that. Sometimes I think if I thought of all the things I'm grateful for, I would be there and never shut up. Truly. Yeah. At this point, so. But anyway, I love your story, and thank you so much for sharing that with people, because, you know, it's very vulnerable to tell someone, to tell everyone on the radio that you had that period of time, and how you took the reins, and how you changed everything in your life. You know, it's a beautiful story, and I know people listening now know that they can do that for themselves, too. It's like a lifeline.
Yes, if I could do it, you can do it. I can
mm-hmm.
remember early on in this gratitude experiment that I did. Early on, one of the first days when I woke up, and I just thought, you know, all right, universe, I'd be grateful if I had another hour to sleep.
Yeah. Sometimes.
But I didn't. And I just, and, you know, and that's, you have to keep a sense of humor about it. I don't know how much a sense of humor I had about it that particular morning. I do remember feeling that, and that I would be grateful if I got to sleep longer. but, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat this and make it sound like this was a breeze, that this is just, I figured out the Da Vinci Code secret of the universe, and here it is, and I'm sharing it with you. And in a week or two, you will also have that secret, and you can pass it on to somebody else. It's not like that. Getting there is, getting through that first week or so is a challenge. But I thought, as we're coming on Thanksgiving, and most of us do think about those things that we're grateful for, what a great time to start doing something like this. Let me start it now.
This
you grateful that
home.
You've already Are you grateful that you've already done your shopping for Thanksgiving and now you don't have to be out there in the mob?
There you go.
Are you grateful that I just reminded you about that and you could do it tomorrow and still not be out there?
No, you know? I get things delivered now.
Oh,
since the pandemic.
Nice.
So, yeah, right to the door. So I can do that. And I don't have as much to make anymore because I refuse. I'm making the young ones do it. I still do stuff, but not as much. I have to do everything.
The last thing I want to mention about this, and then we'll get to your calls. Thanks for being so patient. I'm grateful that you guys are being so patient.
I'm grateful for them, too.
Is that... is that nobody else knows what's on your list, what you're grateful for. So you can be as nakedly honest with yourself as you will allow yourself to be. So you know you and you know what happened today. And nobody else has to know the specifics. So you can be grateful about whatever it is you want to be grateful about and not feel like you need to be embarrassed, feel like you have to worry about what somebody else is going to think. I'm so grateful that song came on the radio, even though most cool people don't like it. I still like that song.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful that that came on the radio and I got to listen to that on the way home. You know, whatever it is, nobody else has to know. This is your, and nobody knows that you tapped out at 7 last night. I couldn't get all the way to 11. I just could only get to 7, but tomorrow's another day. Nobody else knows that but you.
That's right.
So, you know. Do the best you can and know that tomorrow's another a chance to take another crack at it.
Mm-hmm.
As I was getting ready for tonight's podcast earlier, a song came up on my psychic jukebox that I think is perfect for this. It was Bing Crosby, "I've Got a Lot to Be Thankful For."
Oh,
and I just thought, wow, how perfect is that? Thank you, Bing.
Yes.
Not one of his more popular songs. It was in the Holiday Inn movie, but it's not really a Christmas song. There's a chance that if you are not of a certain age, none of that means anything to you, and that's okay. It's just really a perfect song to get into this, and I think... And I'm grateful that popped up. Thank you, Bing.
Yes.
So, so there, with all that said, and it was a lot, let's shift gears and answer some calls. And as we move into that mode, we should explain ourselves. So, Tony, why don't you tell everybody who you are and why you're here and what you're going to do?
There you go. I am a lifelong psychic. My name is Toni DiMeo. I'm also a Reiki master, a life coach, and I don't know, an author. I always forget that one, of metaphysical fiction. And for our purposes, I happen to have a unique gift I found out over the years that I can really communicate very directly and constantly with my main spirit guide who's been with me since I was a little tiny kid. In fact, I remember talking to him in the womb about all the stuff to come. And he was telling me, now you have to stay on earth. You've got to buckle down and don't try to cough on me or anything because you'll just have to come back and do it again. So I use that ability to do my readings. So the messages that I'll be giving you tonight will be filtered through my spiritual guidance system. And my guides will be speaking with yours because it can happen like lightning all around the world. They can zip here and there. And that's how we do it. And I do use cards, usually for the show, especially. Don't always use them. But I ask that the guides choose the cards. and that should make them much more relevant than if I were to do it. So that's how I do it, and that's what I'm going to do for you, and I can't wait to get started. Now it's Ken's turn to explain himself.
All right, well, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm Ken Kessler, and I fly the plane here and push the buttons. I'm also a psychic medium, and I'm a music intuitive. I get most of my messages through music, through those in spirit that were connected to music in some way, and also just and also just the songs sometimes. For our purposes tonight, I have a lot of psychic jukebox playlists, and I start them shuffling randomly before we begin, and then I invite my guides and angels and your guides and angels to give me the song that's the message for you. So when you call in, I'll tell you what's playing and what I think it means for you, or the message that I'm guided to give to you, and all of that is good stuff. But sometimes my just saying the title and artist is enough to trigger in you what you need to know. Sometimes it just works that way. Like right now, there's a song by the Bay City Rollers playing called Yesterday's Hero. And I could tell you about the Bay City Rollers, and I could tell you about Yesterday's Hero, and maybe that triggers something into you, to you just hearing those things, and maybe the idea of being a hero yesterday, but what have you done for me lately, or where are you now, or are you living in the past, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. I know these are sort of generic, but I don't have anyone in particular in mind, so I'm just sort of giving you what I get from the song. But that's the kind of thing that I would give to you, and maybe you would have... Maybe the Bay City Rollers brings up, makes you think of someone in particular, or the, or Yesterday's Hero. Maybe that does. And that's okay. Sometimes that's just how it works. So, so with all of that said, and I know it was a lot, thank you for your patience while we did all that. Let's grab some phone calls. 347-838-9903 is the number. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Oh, me? Oh, I'm sorry. Usually it will say unmuted, and I didn't hear that. So,
okay.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Tony.
Hi. What's your first name, and where are you calling from?
I'm in New York, and my name is Val.
I didn't hear the first name when it cut out.
Val.
Val. Hi, Val in New York.
Hi, Val. How can we help you? How can we help you tonight?
Well, there's something kind of heavy on my heart, and it's okay. We all have that. Oh, I just want to say this. Earlier, you mentioned this made me laugh. You mentioned we could be grateful for getting to work on time. Well,
yeah.
I was thinking two people will be great if you get to work on time, you and your boss.
Yes. Two people, that's for sure.
Yeah,
only
when
only
you get
if
that
the boss
parking.
Is on time.
Well, that's true, too. okay, so I would like to know about somebody and what you see going, on, and if you see, like, you know, a connection.
Okay, could I have the first name of the person,
His name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. And do you happen to know his month and day of birth, or just his sun sign? You could give me that.
8/3.
Oh, wow. Okay. A Leo. And Val, what is your sign, please?
I'm a Libra.
Libra, I love that. Libra's been along with everybody.
Well, I think I like animals better than people for the most. No, I'm done. Well,
No. Okay. All right. Let me take a look at Jeffrey and see what we've got here.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. Okay. The reason why you feel so enthusiastic about him and you feel like there's an instant connection is because there is. The first card in the Angel Romance deck is telling me that you have known each other from a past life, that you have had centuries of lifetimes together, that you're from the same soul family. And this is why he feels very special to you, because he is. And with that built-in connection usually comes a very strong attraction. And I feel like you do both have that.
Well, here's the thing. He's somebody I dated and lived with years ago. And then
right.
It was kind of an on and off, and then it's pretty hostile and for a while. And
right.
I'd like to know if we are going to, I guess, reconnect on any level. Like
the next
I say
card,
a sincere friend.
Yes. And the next card is saying, go ahead and take a chance. Take
I
a
tried.
Risk. Reach out. Did you try? Well, try again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up so easy. And I believe that your paths will be crossing, and there is a lot here. And I would say, I just have another card just popped out, which is the love call, meaning someone who has been thinking about you is going to give you a phone call. It may be Jeffrey that reaches out. But just, keep the faith. He's very special to you, and I do believe that you will have another chance. And I'm going to give you to Ken now for your musical messages. Thank you so much for calling, Dell.
Oh, you're welcome. May I just ask you one last question?
Go ahead.
And this will be quick. Thank you.
Okay.
There was a job I had applied to, not this Monday, but last Monday. I thought the interview went very well. I was asked to come back and then shadow, as they do with everybody. And I was told we'll let you know by Friday. Well, Friday came and went, when I went back for the shadow, I was told, it will be next week. We'll let you know definitely. We have a few more people to interview. And I guess I feel like first it was, we'll let you know Friday. And then since they're interviewing more people, I don't know. I just am a wreck.
I wouldn't give up on it, because I just asked my pendulum here, which is attached to the guides, and I'm getting a positive. So if it isn't this job, there's something coming very beautiful for you and very quickly, getting a huge yes on that. So try to relax into it and trust that the right job is coming for you.
Okay, I need one quick.
Yeah. Well,
I would love this job.
I wouldn't give up on this job. I feel like you're manifesting it through your sincere desire to have it and do it. And I know you'll give it your all, Val. So
I will.
Keep it going. You know, keep praying that the right job comes to you. And I'm going to give you to Ken now.
Okay. Thank you, and God bless you.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you.
Hi, Val. When did you interview for this job?
Not like yesterday, but a week before, like on a Monday.
Okay. And you have been back in touch with them?
She asked me during my interview, do you want to come in and shadow, which she asked everyone, just to see if people like the job or not, get an idea.
Right.
And I said, absolutely. First she said 2 hours, and then when I got there, it was only 45 minutes. And maybe it was just because the person she had me shadowing, had other things. And then she brought me back up to her office and said, what do you think? And I'm like, definitely I could learn it with a little bit of a learning curve, only because it's pretty in depth. And she said, oh yeah, I give people 9 months learning curve. And I said, I don't think I need that much, but she's like, okay, all right. Well, the first day on that Monday, she said, I'll definitely get back to you by Friday. And then when I went back on Wednesday for the shadow, she said, I have a few more interviews and I'll definitely get back to you by next week.
Okay. So that's where we are. And here it is next week.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Friend,
I'm not.
It's only Tuesday.
Okay. My friend who works there did ask her, hey, how'd the interview go with Val? And she said, oh, it went well, but that's all I know.
Okay. If you can screw up the courage to do this, mm-hmm. I would. Do you have her email?
I do.
Okay. Drop her an email tomorrow if you haven't heard anything, maybe tomorrow afternoon. Hey, just touch and base. I'm very excited about this opportunity. I'm not dictating.
Mm-hmm.
But just that you're very excited
what you mean.
About this. Yeah. You're very excited about this opportunity, and you wanted to know if there's anything you in this kind of case, you want them something that requires a response. Because if you just email and say, hey, I'm just checking in to see where we are and how it's going and blah, 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 blah. Instead, ask if there's anything more that they need from you, because you would like to do whatever. You want to make sure that they mm-hmm. have everything they need. And that makes it so that she has to tell you, oh, we've been so swamped, I haven't even gotten around to it. We've got everything. I'm hoping to make a decision in the next week. Or, which I know you don't want to hear, but at least it's something. Mm-hmm. And it also makes her aware that you really want this job.
Right.
Because there's something to the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I know, right?
Yeah.
That's so funny you say that expression, because Jeffrey always used to say that.
Okay. So that's just from my well of experience mm-hmm. in looking for jobs and in hiring people. You want to stay on the radar. So whatever that takes, just, you know, and just a short, happy email that mm-hmm. thanks so much for your time last week. It was great being hands-on and seeing what I'll need to know and what I'll be doing. And you just wanted to make sure that she had everything from you that she needed. Just something simple like that. Cool. And hopefully she will email you back and go, I'm so glad you emailed me. Can you start on Monday?
Yeah.
And she's probably not going to say that, because next Monday is the beginning of Thanksgiving week. So it will probably be after that. But
well, they need to do a background check. So
yeah. But that's the other thing that, you know, as somebody who looked for a lot of jobs, that you need to remember is that we're really quickly coming on holiday
mm-hmm.
madness, and mm-hmm. everything is going to take a back seat because of Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I know you don't want to hear that, but mm-hmm. try to sort of keep that in mind, as because our brains can be our worst enemy, and your brain is going to
mm-hmm.
tell you it has. She said she was going to tell you on Monday, and now it's Tuesday. What is it? What did you do wrong? What, you know, and who needs that? Just keep in mind that they've got stuff that they have to do that has nothing to do with you or this job search. And there's a holiday coming next week, and they got to get all this crap done. And sometimes that means that emails aren't going to be sent. Meetings aren't going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. So try and keep that in mind. Don't feel like no news is bad news.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's the end of my whole I've looked for a lot of jobs. I know things. The song that came up when we picked up your call was Route 66, this version by the Rolling Stones. Do you know that song, even if you don't know that version?
I believe so. I'm just trying to think of how it goes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do you a favor and not sing it. Are either you or Jeffrey from out west?
No.
Okay. Because that's the first thing when you make a plan to motor west. That's the first line in the song. But what I think this means is that, and I hate to say this, you have to be patient. Route 66
Route 66
was a major artery from Chicago to Los Angeles, and it still mostly is there, but there are interstates now that where you can go much faster. Route 66 goes through every town. So every so often you're going through all kinds of stoplights and, you know, and the speed limit drops down to 35 and then you can get back up to, oh, nope, I'm going through something else, kind of slow down again. It's really neat and it's a really neat look at the country or at least that part of it if you have that kind of time. So I feel like this is that you just have to take that kind of time and look at the little things, whatever the big things were that caused the on again, off again to go off again in a big way. That stuff needs to be addressed or there can't be an on again or there can't be an on again that lasts. Does that make sense?
It really does. I mean, I've reached out to him on various
and it could be,
and he's very
hostile.
Could
be that, yeah, it could be that he's not in a place to want to look at that. And it's just going to take some time. And it doesn't mean that he's the only one for you. But if you want to open up, if you want to open up a dialogue and with him, it's just, it's going to take some time till he's ready. And I wish I could tell you that, oh, here's the magic word that you just say this and poof, everything's fine. I'd love to have that kind of power. That'd be great. I'd give you a job too and everything. But and kind of being nudged to suggest that you try this gratitude thing that I was talking about.
And I try to, you know, thank God for different things. And I'm not up to 11 or, you know, but I'm grateful for my family and, you know, different things. And,
but just,
you know,
just try it and find a quiet time at some point during the day or in the evening, whatever works for you. And maybe zero in on this, on Jeffrey and the relationship that you had and the things about it that you were grateful for. And one of two things are going to happen. You are going to come up with so many things that you won't let him take no, you won't take no for an answer, that you'll, that he will have to talk to you and you will think of ways to make that happen. Or you will struggle to come up with things from this relationship that you're grateful for, and you will realize, you know what, this wasn't the end-all, be-all that I thought it was, and maybe it's time to hop on the highway and go to the next stop. Does that all make sense? I'm not telling you that he's that it's, I'm not telling you that it's either, but I think that it's something that you can sort of figure out.
I completely understand. And as far as the music goes, I'm just going to throw this out very quick because I know you have other people. I asked God for a sign. Well, you know, I prayed on it. Dear Lord, you know, I ask you. There's a specific phrase that it was, we both kind of used to say it sometimes, but, you know, it meant something to me. So I was going somewhere before I left the house. I said, God, let me hear this phrase. Somehow, I don't think it's a super common phrase. So I left my house. I was on my way to my mom's, and a song came on. And in the song was the phrase. And I'm like, God, you gave me the sign. But then I happened to be talking to someone who's, he's a reverend, blah, blah, blah. And I explained it to him. And he said, maybe it's not the phrase you needed to hear. Maybe it was the song. And if you listen to the words, it means kind of like, he didn't say end everything, but in a roundabout way, maybe it means you're supposed to go on. So then I get confused. I'm like, well, I did hear the phrase. So I'm like, well, what am I supposed to think now? I mean, I asked God very specifically, but the song kind of means going away from somebody. But I heard my phrase in that song and shortly after. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm all confused.
Well, I think we have to put it in God's hands and trust that your true love is coming. And if you believe that and you work on manifesting it, it will happen, Jeffrey or not. Concentrate on the true love and the right person.
I also think that we can get all kinds of caught up on signs and what is a sign and what isn't a sign and is the absence of a sign and all that kind of stuff. But I think if you can get yourself to a point where you're calm, you will think about those two things, the song and the phrase, and which one is it that is the one that counts. And you'll know.
I ask God for those specific words. Even though the song may be one thing, I ask God for those specific words. I said, God, in your name.
Well,
I thought so too.
Yeah, if the phrase is what you had been asking for, then you have your answer.
That's what I thought. So I just have to hang in there and wait for him to stop hating me. And we're going to have to talk. I hope he gives me that opportunity. Okay. I don't want to hold you guys up anymore, but you both have been fantastic. I'm so glad that I had a chance to talk to you for the first time.
I'm so glad you called, sweetie.
Thank you, and God bless you both, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, too, Val. Bye-bye. I was going to give the number out again, and I see that we're almost out of time. So I'm sorry that call took so long, but sometimes they need that, and she really did tonight. So for those who are still hanging on, Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off here in a couple minutes, whether we're ready or not. And it's not because Blog Talk Radio is mean. It's just because that it was programmed to end at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're almost there. So here's what you can do. You can go to psychictapestry.com and click on our Teachers and Healers, and you can book a private reading with Tony or with me or with my wife, Lisa, who is on here sometimes. Or you can wait, and technology willing, Tony and I will be back in 2 weeks. Okay.
Absolutely.
In the meantime,
can we pick cards for the others waiting? Can we each pick a card?
If you can, very fast.
I got one really fast. It's called
Go.
This is a time of incredible accomplishment for you. You are justified in feeling joy and a sense of completion and pride in the amazing job that you've done. You've been blessed with many spiritual insights. And soon you'll begin a new journey. But for now, take time to bask in the happiness of watching all of your dreams come true. I wanted to be sure that you got that tonight, my friend.
Okay. And
thank you.
Sure. And real quickly, the song that was playing is Gentle on My Mind. You know that one, don't you, Tony?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's very contemplative, and it's about looking at the those who are close to you. And the other thing about this is that this particular version was by Leonard Nimoy, who you would not expect. So that means looking at things in a different way, in a way that you wouldn't expect, in a way that you don't normally look at those who are close to you and who would be gentle on your mind. And I could talk about that song for a while, but Blog Talk's going to cut us off here. So thanks to everybody for finding us again and being here and listening and calling. And Tony, thank you for being here again tonight. And thanks everybody.
Yeah.
Take care of yourselves. For those listening in the States, have a great Thanksgiving. And we're grateful for you. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Much love.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.